Top U.S. military commanders are ready to expand a counter-terrorism mission in the Philippines, with U.S. forces for the first time being authorized to participate in combat patrols there. 160 U.S. Army Green Berets are on a six-month mission, training Philippine soldiers to be more effective in their fight against a Muslim guerrilla group. U.S. military leaders say it's time to broaden the mission. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is yet to be convinced. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
The training mission in the Philippines is the U.S. military's largest counterterrorism operation outside Afghanistan. The aim is to help the Philippine military track down and destroy the Abu Sayyaf guerrillas, who are holding two American hostages and said to have some links to Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. Until now, the U.S. advisors have been working mostly out of battalion headquarters. Under the new arrangement, the Green Berets would carry out smaller unit training at the company level, meaning the U.S. soldiers would go along with the Philippine forces on combat patrols. The U.S. advisors are not themselves to do any fighting, but even so, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is not sure he likes the proposal.
I just haven't had it presented to me in a way that I felt sufficiently comfortable that I understood what was involved, what the cost would be, what the numbers of people would be, what the benefit might be.
While Rumsfeld, the former business executive, looks for the bottom line, commanders think about what makes military sense. The recommendation to extend the U.S. training mission in the Philippines comes from the newly appointed commander of U.S. forces in the Pacific, Admiral Thomas Fargo. His predecessor made the same recommendation. Retired Army General David Grange, a former Green Beret who himself served as an advisor in Vietnam, says the U.S. trainers in the Philippines will be more effective if they can get away from the battalion headquarters and go into the jungle alongside the soldiers they're supposed to be training.
Well, this is counter-guerrilla warfare, counter-terrorist warfare. You have patrols moving throughout the jungle in very restricted terrain. So that's really small unit action. And small unit actions are very seldom above the company level. So to have an impact, you have to have advisors at that level, where the American that's given the advice really knows what's going on the ground. He can feel it, he can smell it, he can see it.
Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz discussed the U.S. mission during a visit in Manila this week with Philippine President Gloria Arroyo. Her spokesman said afterwards the two leaders agreed on the need to push the training operation forward to the company level. Wolfowitz returned to Washington yesterday morning and briefed Rumsfeld, but Rumsfeld is not yet endorsing the proposal. He wonders whether sending U.S. forces on various counterterrorist missions around the world serves only to push the terrorists from one country to another.
You can improve the situation in one place by your presence, but unless you get the terrorists, you have not improved the situation net in the world. And there has been very little of getting terrorists in the Philippines thus far.
Rumsfeld says it's his responsibility to consider whether there might be other uses for the resources that would go into a deeper training mission in the Philippines. But retired General David Grange says he'd hate to see the U.S. trainers in the Philippines give up now and go home, with the Abu Sayyaf guerrillas still unbeaten and their American hostages still held captive.
If you're going to be there, then be there to have the most impact and accomplish the mission. Don't just mark time for a six-month period or whatever the case may be and rotate out. Make a difference.
Rumsfeld insists he has not decided to block the Philippine training proposal, only to give it more thought. A senior Pentagon official says the proposal is still likely to be approved. A delay of 1 or 2 days, the official says, could even make it easier for the Philippine government to convince critics that the intensified U.S. training operation is in the country's best interests. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.